The following news flash is brought to you by the Lone Star Lowdown, providing your daily bulletins for the commodities market, today in history, news updates, and the inside scoop into the tides of the alternative. Markets for Wednesday, the 4th of May, 2016, are currently trading with gold at $1,274.01 an ounce, silver $17.26 an ounce, Texas crude $43.65 a barrel, and Bitcoin is currently at about 448 U.S. currency. Today in history, the year 1415. Protestant Christian reformers John Wycliffe and Jan Hus are condemned as heretics at the Council of Constance. This declaration led to the digging up and burning of Wycliffe's bones, who had died a few decades before, with his ashes being dumped into a river, and to the eventual execution of Jan Hus by burning at the stake. Yet another attempt at stamping out Protestantism via the Catholic Inquisition. Today in history. In recent news, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said concerning President Obama's first visit to Flint, Michigan, in response to the lead poisoning crisis that has been happening there, that, quote, this administration will continue to help mobilize the resources necessary that will allow Flint to recover and come back stronger than ever. This is not an exercise in finger-pointing. This is an exercise in asserting the responsibility that everybody has to make sure the people of Flint have an opportunity to get back on their feet. President Obama did declare a state of emergency in mid-January and ordered federal aid in addition to the state and local response. His first priority in Flint is to be updated on the federal response to the crisis and is even meeting with some city residents. Israel's Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, in an interview with the Washington Post, stated today that, quote, in the past, we've seen European leaders speaking against the Jews. Now we see them speaking against Israel. It is the same anti-Semitism of blood libel, spreading lies, distorting reality, and brainwashing people into hating Israel and the Jews. She went as far as to say that the supporters of movements such as BDS, which call for putting economic and political pressure on Israel in order to achieve compliance with international law and gain rights for Palestinians, are, quote, using the same kind of anti-Semitism, but instead of saying they're against the Jews, they say that they're against Israel. In response to comments made in recent weeks by members of Britain's Labour Party claiming that Hitler was a Zionist and previous remarks by lawmakers that Israel's population should be transported out of the Middle East to America, Shaked stated that, quote, today it is not politically correct to be anti-Semitic, but being anti-Israeli is acceptable. People who have such anti-Semitic views should not be allowed to hold central leadership positions. This is Rick Rohde with your lowdown for May 4th, 2016.
With Truth News Radio Australia on the 11th of June 2016. Welcome to the show and welcome to our first test run of a video format, which I hope to continue for the show. And indeed, in future shows, it's going to be a live streaming format. And we'll be using YouTube live streaming, which is very easy to access. And we'll also be using the Google Hangouts technology, which is a really awesome system that Google has developed. A lot of people have been using it for a while now. I'm a little bit slow to catch up. I've been doing some tests with it. It looks great. And we'll be able to do live shows with guests coming on that can interact with each other. And of course, the audience will be able to interact via commenting with myself and the guests. So that's hopefully a great new direction that we'll be taking for Truth News Radio. My name's Herewood Fenton, a great pleasure to be with you today. And in the show today, I've got some really interesting things to share with you. I've got quite a few video clips lined up. I want to focus on what we might describe as a type of culture war that has developed in the West. And it is best summarized in this word that's being used so much these days, political correctness, which of course has been around for a long time. But It has now reached kind of epidemic proportions, I believe, in Western society. And it is being used as a weapon in so many different ways. I believe it's being used as a conditioning weapon to subjugate the population, and particularly men, because it is most strongly focused on male qualities. Because one of its one of the characteristics of this political correctness new type of dogma, authoritarian type dogma, is that any behavior which is overly assertive, any behavior which has a hint of aggression in it, is somehow wrong and bad. And even behavior which is just expressive of totally natural instincts, particularly in relation to sexual behavior, is condemned. And of course, this goes back to feminist critiques of the male patriarchy going back many decades. But they've now become totally mainstream and appear to have been absorbed into the cultural zeitgeist to such an extent that people aren't even really questioning it or thinking about it anymore. And I want to relate that back to stuff that's in the news right now, and particularly about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump in the US has become somewhat a symbol of a backlash against political correctness. And of course, many of the important policy positions that Donald Trump has raised have been somewhat masked by the constant attacks on his behavior in relatively trivial ways, or sometimes in trumped up ways that are perhaps completely false, false narratives that have been created about his past, false interpretations of his behavior, but all relating back to the kind of preconditioned notions that so many people have these days about what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And this kind of transcends and overrides almost anything else. So you forget what someone's talking about. It's the way they're talking that's the only thing that's important. And of course, we have on the political stage right now, of course, we have Barack Obama, who is the ultimate master of presentation, who talks to people in a wonderfully soothing voice, who sounds commanding yet decent. But, of course, Obama has presided over some of the most aggressive militaristic programs in history. So much of what he stands for is about suppressing freedom of speech, suppressing, encouraging the power of the state and the surveillance of the state, interfering in people's lives. I'm going to play to you a clip of John Pilger talking about some of these issues. And indeed, John Pilger touches on some of the aspects related to the current election. And of course, we have Hillary Clinton, who again is another one of these beautifully soft-spoken people, who is, of course, riding largely on the women's ticket. And again, that the narrative about women, the narrative about male assertiveness and male aggression as being the source of all evil in the world is being used as part of the PR plan to bring a woman into the White House. So it's very interesting because we've got a situation where there is a type of programming which is pervasive and has been going on for a very long time and is affecting people on a very basic level. It's being projected at men, and I believe one of the things it's doing is making men feel guilty about just being who they are. But by making men feel guilty about being who they are, it is a very effective way of completely disempowering men. And to illustrate that, I want to play to you a video which has been circulating on Facebook for a while. I saw it maybe a year ago, and I was pretty horrified by it, but it's just popped up again recently. And I think it summarizes some of these points extremely well. And I'm not quite sure where the video comes from. It's a very well-produced, very slickly made video. It's titled Being a Woman. Anyway, you've got to see it to believe it if you haven't already seen it. I might not play the whole thing, but I'll play enough for you to get the gist of what the of what this particular video is trying to do. Here we go.
Dear Daddy, I just wanted to thank you for looking after me so well, even though I'm not yet born. I know you already try harder than Superman. You won't even let Mommy eat sushi. But I need to ask you a favor. Warning. It's about boys. Because, you see, I will be born a girl. Which means that by the time I'm 14, the boys in my class will have called me a whore, a bitch, a cunt, and many other things. It's just for fun, of course. Something boys do. So you won't worry. And I understand that. Perhaps you did the same when you were young, trying to impress some of the other boys. I'm sure you didn't mean anything by it. Still, some of the people won't get the joke. And funnily enough, it isn't any of the girls. It's some of the boys. So by the time I turn 16, a couple of the boys will have snuck their hands down my pants while I'm so drunk I can't even stand straight. Although I say no, they just laugh. It's funny, right? If you saw me, Daddy, you would be so ashamed. Because I'm wasted.
Okay, I'm just going to leave it there. I think that's enough for you to get a feel for what this video is projecting. And indeed, that last line there where she said, you know, boys will have snuck their hands down my jeans. Yeah, that particular line, if a male watches that, particularly a male teenager watches that, to the accompaniment of peer pressure, telling him that this is the way things really are, this will actually completely crush and destroy that person's developing ego. And what that means is this person, and I'm not saying it will happen just from this one instance, but it will happen as a combination of many events like this, of which, you know, this type of video is a highly crystallized kind of example. But what it will do over time is destroy this person's ego. And ego is very important. You see, again, a part of the programming that we've seen in recent years has been to tell us that, you know, you should never have an ego, that having an ego is somehow completely evil. You know, again, this is something that that is disabling, because we all need to have that strong sense of pleasure and enjoyment in being someone and being someone special and having strong feelings. And, you know, slipping your hand into a girl's jeans when you're a teenager is something that every teenage boy wants to do. But this video makes it like it is the most hideous kind of evil thing you can imagine. Now, it really is quite hard to believe that this is taken seriously, but obviously it is, and that it is promoted and it is followed by so many people. So Let's just consider that now and focus on what this actually means for the individual. And I want to combine that with another video, which is on from Australia and on the subject of diversity in the workplace. And this particular video had some recent news coverage, and it's titled Words at Work.
G'day, I'm David Morrison, Chair of the Diversity Council Australia. Every day at work, there are hazards that you walk past without realising just how dangerous they are. In every office, there are things that you shouldn't be exposed to for long periods of time. Because some things are just plain bad for you. I'm talking about the power of words. Research has told us for years how language cuts people out or cuts them down.
The global career mapping project that we're working on is actually looking at how we...
Come on, girls. Let's get cracking.
Girls.
And yet it still happens.
Just going to pause it there. We are going to break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. It's a great pleasure to be talking to you today. And we'll continue with this after the break, and I'll give you my commentary on it. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Logos Radio Network is a truly listener-supported radio network? On top of the on-air talent, producers, and other hardworking individuals working behind the scenes, Logos Radio Network is kept on the air by the generous support of listeners like you. And we appreciate our loyal listeners making contributions every year in our annual fundraisers, which help keep the lights on and Logos Radio Network on the air. Head on over to LogosRadioNetwork.com to make your contribution. Every $25 donation enters you for a chance to win prizes from Central Texas Gunworks. First prize being a Spike Skull lower receiver. Second prize being a Taurus Curve.
10 winners will receive gift cards from All About Vapor.
And if you donate your $25 contribution early enough, you will also receive a complimentary jar of My Magic Mud. Donations by all major credit cards are accepted, as well as contributions by Bitcoin. The Logos Radio Network fundraiser now through March 17th. Head on over to LogosRadioNetwork.com for more information and to donate to keep the Logos Radio Network on the air.
NonGMOSolutions.com is now a proud sponsor of the Logos Radio Network with promo code LOGOS. We thank you for the opportunity to be your source for New Manna Foods, the leader in high-quality food that you will truly enjoy. You'll find gluten-free options, and all products are free from high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, soy, and MSG. Whether you're on a tight budget, looking for options to reduce food cost without compromising health, or securing long-term 25-year storable food for an uncertain future, then NonGMOSolutions.com is your common sense answer. Take advantage of a 10% discount with promo code LOGOS. No longer will you compromise taste and quality for full-term shelf life or eat poor quality food due to cost. Check out our flex pay options and design a no-contract plan to satisfy your needs. Go to NonGMOSolutions.com today and get 10% off with promo code LOGOS. That's NonGMOSolutions.com with promo code LOGOS.
Men and women of Earth, may I have your attention? This is Herewood Fenton, host of Truth News Radio Australia. You're invited to join the info war as we work to restore truth in media and challenge the dark forces which now dominate mainstream news. I'm calling on you, valued listener, to use your hard-earned dollars to help us smash the globalist empire. Visit truthnews.com.au and subscribe today. Hi, welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Great pleasure to be with you today, and I do hope you check out our website if you have time. There's a lot of material on there, a lot of great interviews going back many years now, and there's going to be a lot of great interviews going forward as well. Getting into this new technology with video, of course, is very important, something I've wanted to do for a long time, and you know, I'm still fairly new to it, so forgive me if some of this isn't particularly polished, but it will improve over time. But let's return now to the subject of today's show, and I will continue with the video that I was playing to you there before. Now, the narrator of the video is actually David Morrison, Lieutenant General David Lindsay Morrison, who is the former Chief of Army. He served as Chief of Army in Australia from 2011 to 2015. Now, what Andrew Morrison is projecting in this video, of course, dovetails nicely with the previous video which we saw, which was more aimed at teenagers and aimed at basically crushing individuality and assertiveness among teenage boys. Now, the video you're about to watch, although it does target women as well as men, still has a major thrust being against men, because most of the forms of what they would call oppressive language are connected to this sort of feminist doctrine about the patriarchy as being the source of oppression in modern society. And of course, it is part of that whole superstructure of cultural Marxism, which has the approach of trying to elevate anything in our society which runs counter to what is seen to be the voice of the oppressive, dominant classes and forces. And of course, patriarchy in feminist critiques is seen as being the dominant oppressive force in society. So what you just saw there in the clip that I played up to this point was an example, supposedly in the workplace, of a man walking into a situation where a group of women are talking and addressing them as girls. And this is now to be regarded as a no-no. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to address a group of females as girls. Now, to me, I mean, this is not something that I would particularly do or not do. To me, that is an expression that in some cases you might use. In another situation, you might not use it. It is really a matter of personal choice and discretion in the situation. And, there are some situations where you do have to be careful about language. And there are many societies where people adjust language to suit who they're talking to. This is absolutely standard in every Asian society and most countries around the world. You have a different way of talking to older people, to younger people in a business context. But this is very different to what this video is trying to put forth. This video is trying to sort of create a universal concept of how people need to behave and talk. Of course, it is language in the workplace, but in modern society, the workplace extends to just about every imaginable scenario because people, when they're working, do all kinds of things, and they go out to lunch together, they go out drinking together, they do all kinds of things together. So it's very important to understand that this video is really setting the standard for people's behaviour in society generally. And it's quite extraordinary. I mean, I've asked many people about the question about addressing women as girls, and most of the people that I've spoken to on Facebook seem to have no problem with it at all. But that's really not important. What's important is that they're trying to create a zeitgeist. I'll just continue with the video because it has a few more elements to it.
I know I get called feisty and bossy behind my back. Oh, and ball breaker too. But you wouldn't say that about a bloke, would you? Just for speaking up?
When I go to meetings, the men always try to talk over me. And it's really disappointing.
We don't talk over you.
No, you cut me off all the time, like the other day I was trying to get...
We don't cut you off. When do we cut you off?
Oh, my mate's having an 80s theme party.
Oh, that's so gay. I mean, it's like lame and it's like stupid.
Notice how in what you just watched there, the focus was very much on men's behaviour. And they're even parodying men's behaviour. The sort of man who doesn't listen to what a woman says. You know, we don't talk over you while talking over the woman. Now this is actually a barbed critique about men in general. This is kind of like a satirical attack on men. And yet the video is being presented as an above the board kind of, you know, standards oriented video on how people ought to behave in the workplace. Again, there's two things going on. There's an ulterior message in there, which is really quite hostile to one gender.
And it's dumb.
All sorts of people cop it. Old labels that don't do justice to who we are today.
Abbo.
Retard.
Poofter.
Fag.
Dyke.
When it comes to words at work, we've all got to walk the talk.
Words, making people feel good and bad since offices were invented.
David, when you say walk the talk, you mean that as a figure of speech, right?
Okay, so it's hard to really grasp what's going on here because, I mean, this is being presented to the Australian public as something important. We've got the former chief of army involved in it. And it seems to be shoving things down people's throats, which are just, which belong to a different mindset to even what you or me, the average people, think about life. That's because they're actually trying to reshape human behavior. They're trying to socially engineer a new type of person. And it has worked to some extent. It hasn't completely worked, and a lot of people still do have the kind of natural freedom and the natural instinct, the rebellious instinct, which is very important, and the willingness to challenge social conventions, which is very important. And this is where it's very interesting to look at the emergence of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has appeared in politics at a time when this lurch towards cultural Marxist social programming has reached a new insane dimension. And here Donald Trump has emerged as someone who flouts these conventions. And the more conventions that he flouts, the more popular he becomes. So indeed, there is something really going on here in that he's tapping into a backlash against this whole phenomenon. But the attacks on Donald Trump are still very successfully utilizing the sort of memes that we see in this video and others. And I want to present one to you, which is, I believe, a completely fake attack on Donald Trump based on a misinterpretation of some of his body language. He's a man who uses a lot of gestures when he speaks. And it actually happened last year, towards the end of last year, where he was accused of mocking a disabled journalist. I'm going to play to you the video clip from that and discuss that a little bit when we come back from break. With Truth News Radio Australia, don't go away.
It took a very special brain to devise the theory of relativity, but was Albert Einstein born super smart? I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and I'll be back with details on new discoveries into the famous physicist's brain in a moment.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Albert Einstein had one of the greatest minds in history, but was he just born brainy, or did thinking about physics cause his brain to expand? Newly discovered photographs of Einstein's brain may hold the answer. It appears the great physicist did indeed have something special between his ears. Einstein's brain has folds rarely seen in other brains, plus an enlarged prefrontal cortex, where people imagine events and simulate their consequences. Researchers don't yet know how these differences affected Einstein's remarkable IQ, but one thing's for sure, smarts had little to do with size. Einstein's brain was average-sized, relatively speaking, that is. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Rule of Law Radio is proud to offer the Rule of Law Traffic Seminar. In today's America, we live in an us-against-them society, and if we the people are ever going to have a free society, then we're going to have to stand and defend our own rights. Among those rights are the right to travel freely from place to place, the right to act in our own private capacity, and most importantly, the right to due process of law. Traffic courts afford us the least expensive opportunity to learn how to enforce and preserve our rights through due process. Former Sheriff's Deputy Eddie Craig, in conjunction with Rule of Law Radio, has put together the most comprehensive teaching tool available that will help you understand what due process is and how to hold courts to the rule of law. You can get your own copy of this invaluable material by going to ruleoflawradio.com and ordering your copy today. By ordering now, you'll receive a copy of Eddie's book, The Texas Transportation Code, The Law Versus the Lie, video and audio of the original 2009 seminar, hundreds of research documents, and other useful resource material. Learn how to fight for your rights with the help of this material from ruleoflawradio.com. Order your copy today, and together we can have the free society we all want and deserve.
Welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. And I'm going to continue now to extend my discussion of these questions about the way political correctness has become an increasing straitjacket in society and increasingly a tool, actually, ironically, a tool used for oppression. Because I say ironically, because what it derives from is a theory, and a theory developed by people like Herbert Marcuse, who were supposedly working against oppression and were working to provide a more equitable society, to move to a more equitable society. And concepts like liberating tolerance were invented that were designed to allow people who are the oppressed to have more of a voice. But now what we see is a complete inversion of that, where it's flipped round so that the purported oppressive class of people, who can be almost anyone. It can be the entire class of male people, or it could be the entire class of white people, or it could be the entire class of sort of middle class people versus the lower middle class. You can construct this any way you want in order to basically designate one group of people as being the oppressive class, in which case their behavior is evil and must be silenced. That seems to be the strategy that is being used here. I don't even know if it's conscious. I don't know if it's actually someone thought this up in a boardroom meeting. You know, maybe the Bilderberg group, they sat down together and thought, you know, how are we going to actually engineer complete global domination and undermining and crippling of people's egos? How are we going to just disempower people? I mean, you know, maybe David Rockefeller sat down with some psychologists. Maybe they all did it like 50 years ago and just worked out a paradigm. And, you know, they invented feminism so they could just bring it all in. I don't know. It sounds a bit hard to believe, doesn't it? I think it's actually what has actually happened is these types of things have emerged somewhat organically. And some of the aspects of it have been valid, but it has been turned around. And as we see with all human society, with every culture, there is an inherent tendency towards tyranny. Tyranny is kind of like the base state of humanity. And as things gravitate towards tyranny, any even noble concept, even like the concept of democracy, can be turned around and turned into a form of tyranny, you know, the tyranny of the majority over the minority. And in the case of cultural Marxism and political correctness, it's almost the tyranny of the minority or the purported minority over the majority. But in many cases, it's really not a minority at all. It's just a group that sort of has the privileges of being a minority even when they're not a minority. But sooner or later, you get a backlash. And indeed, I believe that Donald Trump is the reason why he's so important and so popular now in America, despite the media, is because he is the backlash to this that we've all been waiting for. He will symbolize the recovery of human society back to something more reasonable. And the pendulum may need to swing a bit the other way for a while, folks, I'm sorry to say. And I want to play to you a clip of Donald Trump, where he's been accused of doing something which is almost universally regarded as quite reprehensible, making fun of, mocking a disabled journalist. Now, I'm still not 100% sure of the analysis of this, but from what I've gleaned and looked at it from different angles, I think this was a beat-up created by journalists very cleverly, who looked at the video and then discovered that the person that he was referring to in the video was a man who was disabled. And then they created this narrative, Donald Trump makes fun of someone with a disability. Because Donald Trump does use a lot of odd gestures when he's speaking, and he does this in many of his speeches. But you'll see in this particular case, if you haven't seen it before, and in the context of him talking about a man who is actually disabled, it does look as if he is mocking a disabled person. And this is actually a little bit of coverage from American mainstream TV news with the clip following shortly. So here we go.
In a campaign of firsts, Donald Trump appearing to go where no presidential candidate has gone before. The Republican frontrunner at a rally in South Carolina this week appearing to mock a journalist who is disabled.
And now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
That reporter, the New York Times' Serge Kovalevsky, who has a chronic condition affecting his joints that limits flexibility in his arms. On Thanksgiving, Trump tweeting, "I do not know the reporter for the New York Times or what he looks like. I was showing a person groveling to take back a statement made long ago."
Okay, a couple of important points to note is that the The journalist concerned there, who does have a disability, doesn't wave his arms around when he's talking, right? I've actually seen, there are some other videos where he's actually been interviewed, and I think actually Donald Trump was referring to one of those videos in that speech of his, and that's the video where he's trying to retract something that was an interpretation of what he said, or according to Donald Trump, what he actually said about something that happened on September 11, 2001. And he does appear to be backtracking, but he's not waving his arms around like some sort of, you know, person with a disability. He's just sitting there very still. So the idea that Donald Trump was actually deliberately mocking him seems a little far-fetched to me. But I'll tell you what, this has really taken off, and it was quite big last year, but the Hillary Clinton campaign has used this. And what I think is interesting is that this, again, fits into the meme, and it's also the meme about men. It's the meme about behaving badly, that Donald Trump has now become the ultimate symbol for. So I'll just see if I can get that video up for you right now. And I'm just trying to find it here. I seem to have lost it. The particular video I'm looking for is the one from the pro-Hillary Clinton campaign. Here it is. And we'll just put that up.
I remember being in the ultrasound room and finding out that our daughter was going to be born with a disability in spina bifida.
She was born 20 weeks later on Valentine's Day, and she is a total blessing in our lives.
Grace is the happiest child you've ever seen. Despite all of her medical challenges, she brings out the goodness in each person. And that's what we see every day with Grace.
When I saw Donald Trump mock a disabled person, I was just shocked.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. Oh, I don't remember.
That reporter he is talking about suffers from a chronic condition that impairs movement of his arms.
The children at Grace's school all know never to mock her. And so for an adult to mock someone with a disability is shocking.
When I saw Donald Trump mock somebody with a disability, it showed me his soul. It showed me his heart. And I didn't like what I saw.
Okay, so just leave it there. That was a Hillary Clinton ad, part of the campaign, or produced by some group that's supporting her, particularly supporting her by attacking Trump. But we see here the theme of, you know, the oppressive behavior, the someone who is a symbol of oppression, and of course disabled people being another bona fide minority in our society. And there's Donald Trump waving his arms around. So really interesting to see how all these things come together. Now we are just going to break, but when we come back, more important material to share with you. Don't go away.
Advances in technology, our lives have greatly improved, except in the area of nutrition. People feed their pets better than they feed themselves, and it's time we changed all that. Our primary defense against aging and disease in this toxic environment is good nutrition. In a world where natural foods have been irradiated, adulterated, and mutilated, Youngevity can provide the nutrients you need. Logos Radio Network gets many requests to endorse all sorts of products, most of which we reject. We have come to trust Youngevity so much, we became a marketing distributor along with Alex Jones, Ben Fuchs, and many others. When you order from LogosRadioNetwork.com, your health will improve as you help support quality radio. As you realize the benefits of Youngevity, you may want to join us. As a distributor, you can experience improved health, help your friends and family, and increase your income. Order now.
Are
Are you the plaintiff or defendant in a lawsuit? Win your case without an attorney with JurisDictionary, the affordable, easy-to-understand 4-CD course that will show you how in 24 hours, step by step. If you have a lawyer, know what your lawyer should be doing. If you don't have a lawyer, know what you should do for yourself. Thousands have won with our step-by-step course, and now you can too. JurisDictionary was created by a licensed attorney with 22 years of case-winning experience. Even if you're not in a lawsuit, you can learn what everyone should understand about the principles and practices that control our American courts. You'll receive our audio classroom, video seminar, tutorials, forms for civil cases, pro se tactics, and much more. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the banner or call toll-free 866-LAW-EASY.
What happens in terms of creating wars is a mind manipulation technique called problem-reaction-solution. And it works like this. First of all, you create the problem, but you get someone else to be blamed for it. You then report that problem through the media in the way you want it reported. You get the public to react to your problem by saying something must be done, this can't go on, what are they going to do about it?
Hi, welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio.
Covertly created the problem and blamed someone.
And that intro bumper there that I play on this show is, of course, a clip of David Icke that's been put to music. Now, I will be interviewing David Icke in a couple of weeks, and I do hope you can join for that interview, which we'll be doing as a live stream, and it'll be very interesting. I've got a number of things to talk about with him. I've never been a huge fan of David Icke, although I like some of what he says. That's why I've used that clip on the show. It's very pithy. It says some important things in a nice, concise way. And I think that's one of the great things about what David Icke does, is that he just puts words together well. I mean, he's a presenter. He's an entertainer, really. And he puts a lot of words together that flow well, and he speaks well. But, of course, a lot of what David Icke says, some people find, just bordering on batshit crazy. And those are important things to consider as well. And I'm certainly going to raise some of those questions with David when he comes on, while at the same time talking about some of the important issues that that I share with him in terms of considering important. That interview is scheduled for the 22nd of June, and we'll be notifying listeners to Truth News Radio of that, and you'll certainly be able to join in the live stream. Now, just returning to Donald Trump, there is another aspect to the war on Donald Trump, which is Donald Trump's war on the media. And this is where it gets really interesting, because, you see, the media has been the major force in ramming this political correctness, cultural Marxist doctrine down our throats. And they do it at the same time while covering up for the high crimes and misdemeanors of the incumbent governments of all Western countries. Yeah, while basically cracking the whip and castigating men for saying the slightest thing, calling women girls, Meanwhile, the government gets a free pass to just invade countries, bomb the crap out of people, predator drones, you name it. They get a free pass for so many, many things, while the ordinary decent, actually well-intentioned person, and particularly men, are made to feel guilty about the tiniest little thing. And the dishonesty of the media, you see, is what's most interesting. And that clip that I played to you there, the last segment, where they represented Donald Trump as making fun of disabled people, it has been strenuously denied by Donald Trump. And I do actually have the clip for that as well. Fortunately, I'm going to have to bring that up. It's rather difficult managing this show now with video as well as audio because I'm actually recording a stream, which is an audio stream using an audio recorder, as well as recording the video, and I'm uploading to two different locations after that. But I've got about four different pieces of software running, which I have to jump between in order to do all this. Now, I have a video here from a site called crooksandliars.com, and it features Donald Trump strenuously denying that that he was actually making fun of that person. So I'll just play that briefly, because I think it's very important to understand that this accusation against Donald Trump appears to have been a trumped-up creation of the media.
Let's talk about an ad that Jeb Bush is running in which he calls you a, quote, jerk. And specifically, he talks about the remarks you made at that rally, where many people interpreted, and I know you reject it, but many people interpreted it to be you making fun of a reporter's disability. Now, I've heard from parents of children with disabilities who were really hurt and offended and don't believe your denial. If you could go back and do it again, would you do it differently? I know that you say that you
Yes, I would, but let me just tell you something. I have no idea what this reporter looked like or that he had difficulty, okay? He said he met me in the 80s. He said he knew me in the 80s. He worked for the Daily News. I don't remember that. And I have a very good memory. I don't remember that. But I had no idea who this reporter was, what he looked like, okay? And I mean, I give you my word on that. What I didn't like is the reporter wrote a story like 15 years ago about, you know, having to do with the World Trade Center
right.
and about the dancing on the streets, which was a good story for me in terms of making my point. He tried to take back that story. I said he was groveling. Groveling, you know what groveling means,
yeah.
okay? And I said a reporter. I didn't know who the reporter was, but I said a reporter was groveling. I'm just imitating a reporter. I was not imitating. I would never. Who would ever do that? If somebody had a disability, who would mock a disability? I would never. I'm a smart person. I went to the Wharton School of Finance, like smart, good student. My uncle, professor at MIT and all that stuff. Who would ever mock somebody, especially if you're running for office?
Well,
I would never do that.
I think that's enough to clarify that Donald Trump completely disidentifies with that accusation that he was just having a joke or, you know, making mockery of the journalist with a disability. But see, this is one of these creations of the media where they dishonestly, deceptively stitch things together, and they can do it in a way which can appear quite convincing, because the first couple of times I watched that video, you know, with the subtext of, oh, yeah, this is Donald Trump mocking a disabled journalist, I was inclined to believe it as well, until I went and had a look and I found out, well, the journalist, you know, doesn't actually wave his arms around. Donald Trump completely rejects it. There are so many different aspects to this that don't add up. But it is now being used as part of a campaign. And so, again, the really important thing to remember in this is that it is the media doing all of this. The media is acting with all of their skills and all their technology as the enabler of all of this. And so, as I was saying before, when we see Donald Trump coming forth as attacking the media directly, his war directly against the media, this again represents a backlash of society. This is why what Donald Trump represents is actually very, very important. I mean, look, let's forget about some of the divisive issues that maybe you disagree with for now, because it's very important to understand at a gut level what Donald Trump actually represents. And it is a backlash. It is a reaction to so much that has been imposed on us for so long that is deceptive, dishonest, that is corrupt, that is just being used as a cover and a smokescreen for criminals to basically do whatever they want. And I'm going to play to you another clip here of Donald Trump in attack mode in relation to the media. And you know, this is very important. Here we go.
Donald Trump provoking fresh outrage. This time, the Republican frontrunner is accused of mocking a reporter who has a physical disability.
Sorry, that is the wrong video. This is the correct video I will be playing for you right now. Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go. Well, the veterans believe me. Let me tell you the veterans why they believe. And I have one group was here that I gave. Is Al Baldessaro here? Maybe you want to say, this is a group I gave money to. Now, I could have asked all these groups. He just showed up. I just saw him. But I could have asked all these groups to come here, and they could have made, I didn't want to do that. I'm not looking for credit. But what I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well. Go ahead. You might say
something. Thank you, Mr. Trump. First of all, for the record, I'm a state representative from New Hampshire, 10 year on the Veterans Affairs Committee, 22 years in the Marine Corps, retired first sergeant. What I want to clarify here, first of all, I would never, ever in a million years put my name on a candidate that did not, from his heart, look me in the eye and tell me he's concerned about veterans. That's Donald Trump. I met him over a year ago. I've been involved with many fundraisers. There are many scam artists out there. He did the right thing by vetting these groups there. If you look at some of the groups that are giving 20 cents, 40 cents on a dollar, and they're spending the rest for, you know, their, you know, nice, lavish trips. He gave 100%. The liberal media is the only ones that have been calling me on the foundation. All right, I'm the former chairman. I've been dealing with this stuff for years as a veterans activist. Stop using veterans as liberal, as political pawns. You got a guy outside McCoy.
Okay, that's about all we have time for. I just wanted to use that to illustrate the way in which the media uses these themes. And again, in this case, the media was actually claiming that Donald Trump did not redistribute the money as he had promised. But the way in which Donald Trump came back and attacked the media, directly calling a member of the press gallery a sleaze, this is almost unheard of. And this is going to change the zeitgeist, I believe. Now, I did have another really interesting clip by John Pilger that I wanted to share with you. We have run out of time, and this will be the end of the broadcast for today. I do hope you have enjoyed this, our first video broadcast, and there's going to be more. So it's been great talking to you. Truth News Radio Australia, signing off. See you next week.
For America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 888-551-0102. That's 888-551-0102. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
Looking for some truth? You found it.